News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government has received $7 billion Jamaican dollars in grant funding from the European Union for budget support. The funds are immediately accessible and will support the sugar sector reform, Tropical Storm Nicole rehabilitation, and the debt reduction and growth enhancement programs.
This flow of funds has been made possible because we have reconstituted our relationship with the International Monetary Fund, and that has, in a sense, unblocked the pipeline with respect to the flow of funds from the European Union. It is worth mentioning particularly the fact that these are grant funds which do not add to the debt exposure of Jamaica. And to that extent, we are particularly pleased that the European Union remains the largest provider of grant resources to the government of Jamaica as far as their programs are concerned.
Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips speaking at the recent handing over ceremony. The House of Representatives last Tuesday passed an act seeking to combat the establishment and proliferation of unlawful financial organizations. Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the bill addresses issues which have emerged since the last round of comprehensive legislative changes to improve financial regulations in the 1990s.
These amendments will enhance the legislative framework for the regulation of the securities industry by including provisions, first of all, to address the proliferation of unlawful financial organizations, UFOs, commonly known as Ponzi schemes or pyramid schemes.
The bill is part of the program with the International Monetary Fund and is among legislation to be passed before December 31, 2013. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, the NSWMA, will be spending $45 million over the festive season to increase the collection, transportation, and disposal of waste. NSWMA Executive Director Jennifer Edwards says this forms part of the agency's proactive approach to dealing with the threat to public health caused by waste pileup in town centers and business districts.
The volume of solid waste generated by each person as a result of cleaning, packaging, purchases, parties, socials, and family gatherings increased by an average of between 20 and 30%. Taking a proactive approach to this year's waste management program, we have expanded our responsibility.
The NSWMA is also moving to increase the number of sweeping contractors to deal with the waste resulting from an expected increase in parties and other social events. Post offices across the island will soon begin offering bill payment services through Bill Express. This resulting from the signing of an agreement between the Postal Corporation and Grace Kennedy Money Service. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell says the partnership will improve efficiency and build a more positive customer service experience.
Thanks to this partnership with Bill Express, you can pay all your bills in your community at your local post office. This is where our institutions like the post office have a role to play.
The service will initially be offered at 39 post offices, with plans to expand to over 75 post offices island-wide. And consumers are being urged to make it Jamaican as much as possible this holiday season by buying locally produced foods. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury, says there is more than enough local produce to meet the demand for the season. He notes that the domestic food crop subsector grew by 8.5% during the July to September quarter, and further growth is expected for the October to December quarter. The pork industry has also recorded significant improvements in production.
This would have been the third year, I think, running that we have not imported not even a pound of pork for ham. You know, ham is heavily consumed during the Christmas season. In fact, for about 2-3 years now, we have had a overproduction of pork, so much so that we are actively pursuing exports as an outlet to rid ourselves of the amount of pork that we have produced.
Mr. Stanbury says there should also be enough eggs to meet the demand. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I am Camilla Guthrie.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. a production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.